שמויסו הנושם אשר שור המויש לעשו איזו אורץ שתי ויקום מוישה מוישה בן נון יהושע מוישה קולד the name of Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. So Rashi tells us again that from the Pasuk Pshat, the Psukim, it just called him a different name. But Rashi explains to us that not only called him a new name, Hispalel Olof Ko Yoshiachacho Me'atas Mirachu. Where do you see that the Pasuk Daven for? Sirchom answers. Vayikra is a Lashon Tefila. Vayikra Moshe Yehoshua ben Nun. He called Yehoshua ben Nun, Yehoshua. He called the name Yehoshua ben Nun, Yehoshua. Vayikra, we find the Lashon of Tefila, he Daven for. Vayikra Shem Avram, Shem Hashem, Daven. Ko Yoshiacho Me'atas Mirachu. That the Hashem should save you from the eights of the Murad. So we have to understand, obviously, the question why Moshe Rabbeinu davened dafka for Yehoshua, not for anybody else, and the fact that he changed his name to a different name. This is the first sort of Shino Hashem that we don't need to do this thing of changing somebody's name. But Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about his Talmud, and he davened for him. But not only davened for him, he changed his name and he added a yud, as the Rakhim explains. Why you have to change the name? Well, Hashem Nosem Koyach B'Shmoy B'Tosefes HaYud Shemispora Asora. He put in Koyach, he gave that name Yud, he put the Koyachas into him Kedei Sheyuchal Neged Esra Meraglim. He had to go up against 10 Meraglim. So he needed the Koyach of the Yud. Moshe Rabbeinu put into his name Yehoshua Ko Yoshiacho Me'atas Meraglim. You can also maybe explain the Ko, the Yud K. Put the Yud K into his name, but now his name had the Lashon of Ka Yoshua, it had the Lashon of Ka, and Lashon of Yoshua, Ka Yoshiacha, Yatsis Lerad. But we can understand it maybe in a certain Nusach that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for his Talmud because he was his Talmud. He was his Talmud who was very close to him. He was his Talmud who took care of his Mishamish him all the time. And Avad and Avad and Moshe Rabbeinu davened for everybody. But it could be the fact that he put so much kochus into his Talmud, the extra effort was for us because he was a Talmud. And he was a Talmud, therefore he put in all his kochus, and that's what that's supposed to be the effort by Yikra Moshe. That over here it could be Moshe Rabbeinu davened for everybody one time. But his Baal Olav, meaning he davened in such a way with the Shini Hashem, they gave him the Kochas to withstand with the extra davening, with the extra Kochas they put in, because he was a Talmud. Because he was so close to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he was like a son to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu gave the extra Kochas he davened for. And this is talking the responsibility of a Rebbe. The Rebbe who feels his Talmud is so close, I think the Torah is telling us over here, you saw it goggle, that that's the responsibility of somebody who's a real Talmud. That a Zoyvi, a Talmud, is like a Ben, that a person has to be doig for him. The Rebbe has to be doig for his Talmud. The Rebbe has to be doig so much to go ahead. When the Talmud has a difficulty, a situation of difficulty, to go into it in such a serious way, because the Talmud is somebody who's a Zoyvi Akin. The MS, the real Rebbeim in the history of Klal Yisrael, they treated the Talmud, that was the way they looked at the Talmud, the Mamash Azun, a son. See it throughout the MS in the Beli Oilam. they treated the emes, the students as children. Find mamish unbelievable mices. I heard stories from when I was at the revival of Elie Svein's Zatzal. I heard unbelievable stories how he used to fast, the young and the alive for his first talmidim. And Ruchni is a person has to realize that the connection between a Talmud and a Rebbe is not stam. There's a serious connection over there. And therefore, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him, that was expected of him. That was what the normal thing for him to do, to feel the responsibility because the Talmud is Rebbe Akins. And therefore, it was incumbent upon Moshe Rabbeinu to daven such an oifin. Down with the Shimei Hashem, down with such a spilus. Koyosh Yach, and who knows what was supposed to feel of Moshe Rabbeinu, that could have been the koyach for which he was able to stand to the sun. But Moshe Rabbeinu felt the responsibility to daven for him. I said, that's what I want to bring out. He didn't have a chiyuv to daven for him. He didn't have a chiyuv, Moshe didn't have a chiyuv to daven for him. But since he was so close, since he was somebody that was so much, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that my chiyuv, my responsibility, even though I have a chiyuv, Moshe Hashem didn't tell him to daven, but my responsibility is being a Rebbe for that Talmud. Is that to go all out. I do whatever ever I can to make sure that the Talmud is successful. There's a murder to the Lima Rabbi Isai. That a person has to understand that he has responsibilities, even though it's not mechum, not written mefurish in the Torah, that he has that responsibility. But it's understood that someone you're close to, somebody has a kesher with you, as if you're a Talmud, somebody has a kesher with you, as if you're a chavrusa, somebody's your roommate. Some of you have already made a strong connection with Rabbi Yisrael. You're expected to be doing for a Rebbe for a Talmud for a Rebbe, a chavrusa, a roommate. Some of you became you have a kesher, a chazak with that Rabbi Yisrael. Some of you have a tremendous kesher with. There's no chiv in the Torah, but it's pashit, it's svara. The simple understanding that a person that have a strong connection with him, I have to daven for him. I have to daven for everybody, and then any doubt. But somebody that I'm connected with in a strong way, a deep chaver, in svara it makes sense that that's the protocol. For a person that you have a strong connection with, you're supposed to daven for him. You're supposed to be worried about him. And cloud yourself for sure. All of class is to worry for each other. But somebody that you're more tied up with, somebody that you have a deep kesher with, you don't need a chiyuv, you don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu, that no one told him to do it. But he understood, because he's my close Talmud. I have to be doing for him. Rebbe Yisrael understood that there was Talmidim, his Talmidim, he fasted for them when they were going through troubles. And having Rebbeim, because they were Talmidim, how much they put out for them. In the same way, Talmidim for Rebbeim. Because the kesher is a strong kesher. And so the Torah is instructing us that if you're close to somebody, if you're a strong kesher with them, if you got from somebody, if there's some way that you're totally, you're intertwined, a Rebbe to a Talmud to a Rebbe, a Chavrusa to another Chavrusa, the svara is that we do it for him. The Torah HaKadosh is teaching us that we have to spread out our own selves and think about people that we're connected with and we're close with and daven for them. But not just stam daven. Daven all the koichas. Shira Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu daven with an unbelievable koichas. But he put koichas, the koichas that Moshe Rabbeinu had, he put it to the name. And we have to realize that, Rabbi Yisrael. That our task in this world is to think out of the box. To think about others. Think about people who are around us. Avada, as many people as we can help. But think about people that are close to us. Are we spending enough time davening for them? Are we spending enough time, by the way, to daven for ourselves also, Rabbi Yisrael. But the people that are around us, that we're close with, that we're casual with, are we davening for them? They have tzaras in their lives. Are we davening for them? Are we getting sick? over their situation? Are we getting ourselves involved in their situation? Are we doing for them? A guy's going on a trip now, a friend of yours, the close Kesha. He gave me a lot of chizuk. He's going on a trip. He's going to have an assignment on this trip. You know it's going to be difficult. Are you dominating for him? Are you worried about him? Have a nice time. Write me a postcard. He's your friend. You had shabbos with him. You saw him grow together. You grew together. You gave to him. He gave to you. You learn together. You have a kesher. Are you dominating for him? You put koichas into that person. You want to see go to work, waste? You see that person gained in life. You don't want to see him fall. That's what the Torah expects. And we have someone that we're mekushet to, somebody that we're mekushet to in a very deep way, that we have to be doing for them. The person's doing for his family, for his wife, for his children, and all those around him, about his immediate connection with, those are the first ones he has to be doing for. And then Be'ez Hashem will down for all of Klal Yisrael. But Da'afi Chaveirim, Da'afi Chaveirim. People have Chaveirim that are going through tzores, going through difficult times. You have the time, you spend the time thinking about it. You spend the time being doing with that tzores. Ima Anoche V'tzora. I'm in with you, together with you in tzora. I'm davening for you. I'm trying to help you. I'm thinking of Aitzes. But we just, you know, okay, very, very nice to hear about, you know, somebody's going through a tzora. To be the best friend, to be somebody very close with, close name. All of a sudden he's my best friend. When it comes to chasana, oh, wow, my best friend. I go, when he's in the chasana shalom with tzora, very nice. It's a never situation. Right with my life. What the real Jabbai said, because the Prabhu made us connected to people. We're connected. We're connected in family, we're connected in yeshivas, we're connected in environments, and we have friends, and we have acquaintances, we have people that we said we must be on, we have kibbutz, we have shadows with them. We have to know. In the Torah, this Moshe Rabbeinu down for his town because it was Parshat. He was so involved with him that Avada, he was so involved with his life, he understood it was Parshat, and I have to be doing for him. And I have to dive with him. So it should be so partial to us that we have a close chaver and he's going through a situation on both sides. We have to get sick and dive with him. I don't get physically sick, but dive with his spiders, kill with our tzara. That's the problem today, because everybody's doing for themselves in the dog eat dog world. You know, I'm okay, everything's going away in my life. Okay? It's never he's going to be. Maybe I'll, if I remember his name, I'll mention by the Benamisha Beira. Maybe I'll remember the Donovan. Maybe I'll be able to go over to him and try to ask him if I can help him. Maybe that's not the way of the thing. The person knows that someone's going through a difficult situation. He has to get involved with Donovan, come up with Aitzes. I have to try to help him. Listen, everything's in Hashem's mind. But at least you can think of something. Think of the Aitzes, maybe I can help him. Think of maybe I know somebody who's involved with Shiduchim. Maybe I know somebody's involved with the medical field. It's a medical problem. Maybe I know something. You never know where a person thinks, oh, what do you mean? He has family. You never know where a person. It's not true. Some people just family didn't take care, not taking care of him. Or whatever it is around the situation. And you, who the etzel is a good friend, you can come up with the answer. Kodesh Baruch gives you the siyach. You have to realize how much a Kodesh Baruch wants us to spend our time being doing for somebody else. Not to be focused only on ourselves, we have to focus on our own level, 100%. We have to take out the time to think about the people that are around us, that we're close with, Rebbeim, Chaverim, whoever it is, whoever we're close with, how we can help them. Everybody needs help in situations in life. And if we can't help in a physical oifel, we can't actually do things for them, but davening for sure we can do with us. No one can say they can't daven, and davening can do with us. It's follow Allah. Shabino just diving for Yeshua. That was his goal. He didn't do anything. He didn't convince him out of it. He told him to go. But he's diving for him. And that was the whole difference. Sometimes our tefillah for somebody else has more of an input of us. So we're diving for ourselves. Our Kodesh Baruch says, oh, all you care about is yourself. You don't. But we're crying out for somebody else. But the Gemara says the person just wants to get in for himself. Thomas Baal Bad Chaveiroi. Thomas Baal Bad Chaveiroi. You talk, Moshe Dov, you need that thing. And so the Mefarshim explained Pshat. What's the Pshat? That's a great trick they have now. They have a new thing, a new committee. Well, down for me and I'll down for you. So you find out people with the same thing, and down for me and I'll down for you. But my Lefini is that it's not so posh, because it could be the Pshat is called Mespalbach, and Mutzorach Moshe means the Pshat is that you waver what you need and you're down for your friend. Then Hashem says, oh, you're not thinking about yourself. But if a guy's doing it dafka, because he wants to get, he's dying for his friend, because he wants to get the thing, because it says if you're down for your friend, you need that thing, so you're going to be answered first. So, of course, you know, I want it down for myself. And I see I'm not being answered, whatever reason. But it says it's a school. If you're down for somebody else, you answer. Why are you down for that guy? Also for yourself. You're not down for that guy. You also down for yourself. Good. I want to tell you that's not the Pshat. The Pshat of the Chazal is, you need that thing and you want it down for yourself. But you push it aside and you're down for that guy. Like the famous Maisa. It was a shul. It's a common poem. You see these Maises in books. How there was a certain shul and there was a whole machlokes over Mafti Yoina. Who's going to get the Mafti Yoina? And this guy was battling. And the Maisa Sovish, although he was Mavati for somebody else to get the Mafti Yoina. And he was answered. Because he gave up what he wanted. He wanted the school of Mafti Yoina. But the fact that he was Mavati to the other guy, that's what brought it about. That's the pshat. You want it down for yourself right now. You really want it down for yourself. You need a shidduch, you need this. But you say, you know what? I'm gonna spend 1 second on, but I'm gonna pick it down for this guy. He needs a shidduch more than me. Oh, you should down for yourself. I'm gonna be mavata v'am yisrael. Then who needs to? You're not doing it in order to be answered. You're doing it for that guy. You really want it down for yourself. You're doing it for that guy, and then he should be answered. Totally, I don't care about myself. You don't care about yourself. You mavata. That brings the school of Rabbi Yisrael. So that's the yisrael of us. You have to realize. You have to daven for other people. You have to care about other people. You have to worry about other people. Is everything going okay with them? And if not, try to alleviate their pain. Try to help them out. Daven Allah. Hispal Allah. And this is what Zebe is Hashem will be answered with our own people.
Amen.